You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts, and we want to welcome, as we always do for this segment, Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Happy New Year, Omari.
Happy New Year to you too, Lisa.
You brought a special guest with you today?
Yes, we are kicking the year 2017 off with Elise Jacobson of Ipsy Alloy Studios. Elise has, you know, been doing some really great work with some colleagues of hers in town, and we figured it'd be really great to hear what's happening in the arts world, in the artists' world, and what the future looks like. So, Elise, thanks for being here, of course. And maybe start off a little bit by telling us about Ipsy Alloy Studios.
So Ipsy Alloy Studios is a project that two of my college colleagues from EMU, we're all EMU alumni, we started up about a year and a half ago, Alana Hooten and Jessica Tenbush. We are all 3D artists, and we needed a space to make our art, and it's was something that wasn't available to us.
Can I ask, what is a 3D artist?
So I went to EMU. I studied sculpture. We have metalsmiths. We have blacksmith. We have fabricators, ceramics, you know, anything that is more in the 3D realm.
Where were you all working, and what were you looking for in a new space?
So originally we started out at a location that was very close to EMU called the Ballroom Collective is what we called it. We were there for a few years, and it was just this building behind a large old frat house that was an old ballroom, and we kind of set it up and rented out to a bunch of artists and put a little wood shop in there. Eventually the building got sold, so we had to get moving. We put everything in a storage unit, and we couldn't wait. We had to find something else. So we ended up finding a space off of Mansfield behind the UPS facility in that light industrial space. So
you created Alloy Studio.
Yes.
And what is the point of it, or who uses it?
So there is me, Jessica, and Alana that started it. And then so the thing with 3D spaces, it's different than what a 2D artist might need. A 2D artist might need a room with a sink, whereas we need a table saw, we need a welder, we need all sorts of things. So we had to find a space that would house all that. And the thing is that all of us, we can't afford a studio like that. No one person can afford that realistically. So in order to be able to afford a large studio like that, we got to get people in on it. So there, right now we're at 16 artists, all sharing the space, 24-hour access. They come in and they have their own little studios and then the shared space that they can use.
What are people making there?
All sorts of things. So we started out with a wood shop and a metal shop, and I'm making wood sculptures. We've got Jessica, and we've got a few artists that are doing small metals work, soldering. We just expanded this summer, so now we have more space. We just put in some ceramics, and we got a new kiln. You know, our big goal last year was to get artists to be able to, have a space to make. But now, kind of tying back to our art show at Ann Arbor Art Center, is that now we're really trying to showcase what the artists are making so that we can, you know, help them build their career. So it's not just about making the art, it's about our artists as well.
Yeah, so the show is Emergent Effect. It opens at the Ann Arbor Art Center January 13 and runs through the 28th. We call it a pop-up show just because it's a shorter run. It's 2 weeks long, so you got to get in quick to see it. But it explores this relationship that the artists have with each other, that is, as artistic neighbors, folks who share a space, and understanding, I think, Elise, right, that you came in making their own work outside of one's control, are then influenced by what people are making around you, and seeing the ways in which meaning is being created across all the work, and the ways in which ideas are flowing through the work, and also just a peek at, you know, what artists in our community are doing when they have the space to be able to do it.
So, and that's what Ally Studios is. It gives you that shared space.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we all have there's 16 of us in there. And when we have a show coming up, a lot of us are in there a lot. So we're, you know, we're hanging out, we're talking, we're sharing ideas, we're critiquing others, you know, each other's work at
giving
all.
Giving artists a home.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know that's what it takes is this sense of connectedness, and I think that's what we're looking to highlight through this Emergent Effect exhibition, and also promote. You know, mm-hmm. we want more of these spaces online in our community, and I know Elise has been in conversations with folks, people who are property owners or who have a variety of resources that can help make these things happen. So we certainly thank you for your work and kind of being a leader in our arts community. And we look forward to the show opening on January 13 at the Arts Center.
Thank you so much. I'm excited and I hope to see everyone there.
What else is going on around town, Omari?
So around town, you know, the Arts Alliance, which looks over the artistic community throughout Washtenaw County, is having their annual party on Sunday, January 29, 6 p.m. at Melange in downtown Ann Arbor. They use this as an opportunity to celebrate creative folks and folks who are supportive of the creative community in the Ann Arbor, Ipsy area this year. So they would love for you to come down and be part of the party, be part of the celebration. They are honoring a variety of folks. They're honoring the Beer Foundation, which they are amazingly generous and philanthropic when it comes to a variety of communities, but certainly the arts community. The Riverside Arts Center, Neutral Zone, have all benefited among many other organizations. They're being honored, certainly Ken Fisher of the University Musical Society, UMS, as he is in his final season as the president. He's also getting this award of amazing service to the field and in our area. And then Allison Buck is also being given an Emerging Leaders Award for the work that she's been doing. She's at the Ann Arbor Film Festival, on a state council. She's also just recently appointed to the Public Art Commission. So Allison's doing great work. Everybody's doing great work. And so this party is a great opportunity to celebrate what's happening in our community. Great people. Great ideas.
And Omari, you're part of the State Arts Council. What else? What's happening with that?
Yes, our Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs gets money from the legislature every year, about $9 million actually, to give to arts organizations throughout the state and arts projects throughout the state. Right now, they're giving funds for projects that support the retention, engagement, and mentoring of young people in our state. And I would encourage you all to apply if you have a project or an idea. It's the New Leaders Grant Program. The grant deadline is February 24. And it's a pretty straightforward grant application. $4,000 is available for each, you know, applicants that win or get selected. And the projects just have to happen during the summer. The staff at the State Arts Council is very helpful. So just call them up, the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, and they'll guide you through. But it's a great opportunity to do something really cool to engage young people in our area and just keep the vibrancy going.
Art and Soul, the Visual Arts, Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Arts Center. Our special guest, Elise Jacobson from the Alloy Studios in Ypsilanti. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.